Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
What's up, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author based in Austin, Texas. On this show, my mission is to help you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. Each episode is like a mini training created to go deeper into a specific topic with key information that you need to be more financially aware, stay motivated to improve your financial health, and to make better money decisions. If you've ever been confused about a retirement account, and who hasn't? They're very complicated. This show is for you. We're going to talk all about retirement rollovers. It's a common question that I get about various aspects of what is it, how to do it, what are the rules. So that's what we're going to cover today. This is episode number 537, 10 Retirement Rollover FAQs That Will Make You Richer. You'll find the notes for this and every show with links to free resources that I mention and the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section over at quickanddirtytips.com. I think understanding how retirement accounts work and getting comfortable using them the right way can truly make the difference between having a secure future or just scraping by after you stop working. Retirement accounts are very powerful. Their benefits are just amazing. They allow you to cut taxes, you can automate contributions, and even receive additional matching funds from an employer. Problem is, as I mentioned, they're loaded with strict rules and can be very confusing, and that can keep some people from managing them properly. Rollovers are an often misunderstood way to avoid taxes and penalties when you need to move money from one account to another, such as after leaving a job. Even though, quote, doing a rollover sounds like a cute dog trick, don't underestimate its ability to save you some serious money on taxes. A tax-deferred rollover occurs when you withdraw cash from one retirement account and contribute it to another account within 60 days. And that deadline is super important. When handled correctly, doing a rollover is the best way to move money between accounts. But when it's mishandled or you don't meet that 60-day deadline, taking money out of a retirement plan can be very expensive. So in this show, I'm going to answer 10 common questions about how to use a retirement rollover correctly. You'll learn how to avoid paying tax penalties, how to get more investment options, and continue building your retirement nest egg when you need to change accounts. The first question is a pretty basic one. It's, what is a retirement rollover? Well, as I previously mentioned, a rollover is when you move some or all your money in one retirement account to another retirement account without incurring a tax penalty. Investments in the old account are sold, and then you invest the proceeds in the new account by choosing from its menu of available options. Withdrawing funds from a retirement account without doing a rollover typically causes you to pay income taxes plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. So a rollover gives you a way to move your retirement funds without triggering an expensive taxable event. The most common reason to roll over retirement money is after you leave a job with a retirement plan, like a 401k or a 403b. If you don't want to leave the funds with an ex-employer, you can move them into an IRA, which stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement, and you own that as an individual. Even though it's very different than a 401k, doing a rollover to an IRA within 60 days will not trigger income tax or a penalty, and your new earnings in the account will grow tax-deferred just like they did in your old plan at work. Question number two, how do you do a retirement rollover? Well, let's say you plan to leave a job with a 401k and you want to move your funds into a traditional IRA. As soon as your employment ends, there are three simple steps to complete a rollover. Number one, you've got to open a new traditional IRA if you don't already have one. So that's the first step. Number two, then you have to send a transfer request to your 401k. So the request is saying, hey, I want to move my money and here's where I want to move it to. And the third step is then to choose the investments for your new IRA funds. You can download a rollover request form from your online retirement account, or you might be able to get it from your account custodian or the benefits administrator at work. Depending on the institution, you may have the option for funds to be sent electronically. That's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer or rollover. And that's really the best option because you never, ever touch the funds. It just kind of happens in the background. If your institution does not offer this trustee-to-trustee option, the second best way to do a rollover is called a direct rollover. This is when you will receive a paper check made payable to your new account. You're responsible then for forwarding that paper check to the new institution within that strict 60-day deadline. If you don't contribute all the funds to a new retirement account within 60 days, and that includes weekends and holidays, it's going to be considered an early withdrawal, and that is subject to income tax plus the 10% penalty that I mentioned if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Now, there's a third option for receiving a rollover distribution, and this one I never, ever recommend. This is having a check made payable to you. So the check would literally say made payable to Laura Adams. You do not want that. When you receive retirement funds in your name, the payer is required to withhold 20% for taxes, even if you intend to complete a rollover in time. This is a safeguard for the IRS, just in case you change your mind and decide to keep the cash. For example, if you have a $10,000 balance in your 401k that you want to roll over and you ask for it to be payable to you, the custodian will withhold 20% for taxes and you'll only get a check made payable to you for $8,000. So $2,000 is withheld, that's the 20%, and then the $8,000 gets distributed to you. If you complete the rollover, you will eventually receive a refund for that $2,000 of withholding when you file taxes. But that could be many months away, and you lose the ability to earn potential investment gains every day that you don't control those funds. So remember that a trustee-to-trustee transfer or a direct rollover is the best for your wallet. And by the way, I'm going to be talking about a lot of different types of retirement accounts in this show. So if you want some clarification on the differences between them, I created a free one-page PDF download that shows you all the rules. I call it the Retirement Account Comparison Chart, and you can get it very easily by sending me a text message. Just text the word RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, send that to the number 33444, and you can download this handy reference tool and even look at it while you go through this show. Okay, question number three, can I do a retirement rollover before leaving a job? Well, you may have the option to take a hardship withdrawal or a loan from your workplace retirement plan while you're still employed. Some plans may also allow for what are called in-service withdrawals if you're over age 59 and a half. But in general, you cannot do a rollover until after you leave a company or after something happens like you become disabled or you retire. Question number four. Do I have to do a retirement rollover if I leave a job? You don't have to roll over retirement funds from an old job, but it's typically the best choice. Here are some other options that you've got. You can leave the funds in your former employer's plan if it's allowed. Another option is to roll over funds to another employer's plan if that's allowed. For instance, if you get a new job, you could do a rollover from your old 401k to a new 401k. And another option is to cash out. Even if your old employer allows you to keep funds in their retirement plan, there's typically a minimum balance requirement, such as $5,000. And here's the kicker, you're prohibited from making any new contributions. But you can still manage the funds as you wish by reallocating investments and enjoying their tax advantage status and potential growth. If you go to work for another company that offers a retirement plan, most do allow rollovers from another plan, but they may not allow rollovers from an IRA. You've got to really look at the fine print on that one. Some will allow rollovers from an IRA, but many don't. So this plan-to-plan option gives you the same tax advantages, and it's convenient because it consolidates funds into one account. And then the last option I mentioned for your old retirement account, cashing it out, is definitely the easiest, but the worst option for your financial future. As I previously mentioned, you're going to owe income tax plus an early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. And you also give up huge amounts of potential growth and security for retirement when you take funds out of a retirement account. Let's say you have a balance in your 401k of $100,000 and decide to cash it out. If you've got to pay 40% for federal and state income tax, plus an additional 10% penalty to the IRS, you lose 50%. Your $100,000 nest egg just shrunk to $50,000 in one fell swoop. Before deciding what to do with an old workplace retirement plan, consider factors including account fees and expenses, the investment choices in the plan, the services offered, and the treatment of any employer stock that you may have. Using an IRA usually gives you many more investment choices, but they may charge higher costs for certain funds when compared to an employer-sponsored plan. So just be sure to choose low-cost investing funds if you do use an IRA to keep a lid on those fees. One benefit that I do like to point out of keeping funds in a workplace plan is the legal protection provided by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, called ERISA. That gives protection from creditors, except the federal government. So what that means is that if you got into financial trouble and you could not pay a creditor, they could sue you, but they could not take your 401k or your 403b funds to repay your debt. Now, whether creditors can touch some or all of your retirement money in an IRA varies from state to state. It's regulated at the state level. So if protecting your retirement from creditors is a concern for you, you may want to leave it in a 401k or ask your existing or potential new IRA custodian about your state's regulations. Question number 5. Can I roll over a 401k into a Roth IRA? This is a really common question. Since traditional retirement contributions are made on a pre-tax basis and Roth contributions are after tax, you can only roll over workplace accounts into like accounts without triggering a tax consequence. For instance, you can roll over a traditional 401k into a traditional IRA or a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. But moving money from a traditional workplace account into a Roth IRA would be considered a Roth conversion, making you responsible for income tax on amounts that were not previously taxed. So I generally do not recommend doing a Roth conversion because it can result in a huge tax liability.
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Okay, back to retirement rollover. Question number 6. Can I combine my rollover and new contributions in the same IRA? If you open a new IRA to facilitate a rollover, you can always add new contributions or use it for additional rollovers down the road. And if you already have an existing IRA, you can use it for a rollover if it's a like account, as I mentioned earlier, traditional to traditional and Roth to Roth. For 2018, you can contribute up to $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over age 50 to either a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or to a combination of the two. Your rollover funds don't count toward the annual IRA contribution limits. Question number 7. How often can you do a retirement rollover? The only rollover restriction is when you move money from one IRA to another IRA, which you can only do one time per year. But there are no restrictions on how often you can do certain transactions, and these include rollovers from a workplace plan to an IRA. So there's no limit on those. Rollovers from a workplace plan to another workplace plan. Rollovers from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. That's known as a Roth conversion, where you've got to pay taxes on any amounts that were not previously taxed. And there's no limit on doing trustee to trustee transfers from one IRA to another IRA. So if you request a trustee-to-trustee transfer or a direct rollover where funds are never put in your name, there's no limit to how often you can roll over your money. Question number 8. Do I have to report a rollover on my taxes? When you complete a timely rollover, you're going to receive two tax forms at the end of the year. The form 1099-R shows that you took a distribution from a retirement plan, and then form 5498 reports that you made a rollover contribution. And even if no portion of your rollover is taxable, you still need to submit those forms with your tax return. Question number 9. Can I do a Roth rollover if I earn more than the annual limit? This is a great question. Doing a retirement rollover is different than making an account contribution. So the annual income thresholds that make high earners ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA do not apply when we're talking about a rollover. For 2018, married couples filing taxes jointly are prohibited from making Roth IRA contributions when their modified adjusted gross income exceeds $199,000. Singles and heads of household who earn more than $135,000 are also ineligible. So let's say you convert a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA, but you earn over these limits during the tax year. You can still keep your IRA, you just can't make any new contributions to the account. And our last question, number 10. Can I roll over a 401k with pre- and post-tax money in it? Well, most traditional workplace plans give you the option to make pre- and post-tax contributions. This might be a good idea if you max out a 401k or a 403b, but you've still got more money to invest. That additional money would have to be put in on an after-tax basis. Those are called non-deductible contributions. You can roll over a mixed workplace plan to a traditional IRA with the after-tax portion getting designated as non-deductible contributions. Or another option is you could roll over the after-tax portion into a Roth IRA without triggering any tax consequences. But as I mentioned earlier, any amounts in a traditional retirement account that have not been taxed can't go into a Roth account unless you pony up for all the income taxes due. If you choose to maintain non-deductible contributions in a traditional IRA, make sure you report it properly using Form 8606 and discuss it with the account custodian. It's really important to keep track of the after-tax amount so that you don't pay tax on it twice when you take distributions in retirement. So when you're thinking about the best place for your retirement rollover, you want to think about how much flexibility that you want, the legal protections you want, the quality of your old plan, your income, and whether you have a new retirement plan that accepts rollovers. The goal is to position your retirement money where you can keep it safe and allow it to grow using low-cost, diversified investment options. If you have questions about doing a rollover, go straight to your retirement plan custodian for advice. They can walk you through the process to make sure you don't break the rules and end up with a botched, expensive rollover. Thanks so much for downloading the show and to everyone who submitted reviews and ratings in iTunes. That helps the podcast get visibility so new listeners can find us and I can help more people get the financial information they need. And if you're looking for special help and guidance to improve your financial life by getting out of debt, I want to help you. Don't miss my new online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. You simply won't get different results with your money if you don't take different actions. So take control of your finances by joining my super affordable class. My promise to you is that you'll come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt that you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. To learn more, just text Debt Course with no space, DEBTCOURSE, Debt Course, to the number 33444, and I'll send you an email that gives you 85% off. That brings the cost of the course to under $30 for a limited time. You can also learn more at lauradadams.com. Check it out, and I hope to see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.